We will start off in horse racing. And this came as a surprise because I thought this was basically all settled, but obviously it was not. Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert was suspended for 2 years by Churchill Downs Incorporation after Medina Sprint failed its post-race drug test. Following the Kentucky Derby, the suspension is effective immediately and continues through the conclusion of the 2023 spring meet at the Churchill Downs Racetrack. Baffert or any trainer employed by Baffert Racing Stables will not be allowed to enter horses in races or apply for stall occupancy at any of the 7 CDI-owned racetrack. Quoting here, this decision follows confirmation by attorneys representing Baffert of the presence of that prohibited race day substance in Medina Spirit's bloodstream on the day of the Kentucky Derby. That is a violation of the Commonwealth of Kentucky's equine medication protocols and CDI's terms and conditions for racing. That is a big story. Baffert, one of the top names in racing. Period. All right. Just that simple. All right. Seems like just yesterday or the day before, I was talking about the Yankees getting swept by the Tigers. It was decision time. It was this and that. At the time, they were, I think, 5.5 or 6 games behind Tampa Bay. Well, last night, in walk-off style, once again, the Yankees did it again against Tampa Bay.
So here's Gio Urshela. Driven deep to right field. Margot back, turning, looking, see ya! 2-0 Yankees.
Looking for the fastball on the first pitch, and he gets it, and it's elevated up and away. And you could tell by that swing and the contact, Urshela felt good about it.
So the Yankees won 4-3. They are now back within striking distance, and we'll see what happens in tonight's game. They've won 2 out of the first 3 games, and see if they can get back on the track by winning 3 out of the 4 games. So it was a good night for the New York Yankees last night. As a matter of fact, it was a good night for the New York baseball teams, as the Mets down the Diamondbacks 7-6. I said the Yankees over the Rays 4-3. The Blue Jays defeated the Marlins 6-5. The Red Sox fell to the Astros once again. So if we take a look at those standings involving the teams that we love and follow in the American League East and the National League East, Tampa Bay has a 2-game lead over Boston. The Yankees are 3.5 games back, and they have a game in hand. Okay, taking a look at the National League East, the Mets are 4.5 games clear. Philadelphia is next at 26-29, Atlanta at 25-28, Miami at 24-30, and Washington, the Nats at 23-29, 6 games out. So the Mets have a little cushion there over in the National League East. Let's go to the NBA. There was a final yesterday. Philadelphia defeated the Wizards 129-112. Philadelphia moves on in the playoffs. They win that series 4-1. The Knicks, they've got an early summer. Just couldn't get it done in the playoffs. The Hawks down the Knicks 103-89 yesterday. Atlanta wins that series 4-1. The Jazz over the Grizzlies, they won that series 4-1. Game 5, the Dallas and Clippers series, the Mavericks won 105-100. Dallas leads that series 3-2. All right. Of course, we already know that the Celtics have been eliminated. All right, big game. Let's see if we get this to your right here. I'm going to take a look. Yeah, I guess so. No, that was from Monday. See, they have this all screwed up here. They just can't put today's games first. They've got to do some cockamamie thing. All right. Those games are on Saturday today. All right. Yesterday's finals. Just had one game played, the Golden Knights against the Avalanche. Avalanche won 3-2. Colorado leads that series 2-0. Game 3 in the Islander-Boston series is tonight at 7:30. That series is tied 1-1. That is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.